Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.
Welcome to our continued coverage of NAFCU's annual conference, aptly named Engage, if you will. Engage, it's a very proper term for this conference because everybody here is engaged in either some sort of conversation or a session. Yeah, it's a very proper word for this conference. And so, speaking of proper, we have a proper gentleman in the old studio lounge, Mr. Omar Jordan from Covians. How are you, sir?
Very good. My staff would argue otherwise.
Oh, really? You're not proper. I see you as being proper. I'm always a good guy, for sure. So doing some good stuff out there. So speaking of doing some good stuff, you guys at Covians are doing some great stuff. You want to give us a quick elevator speech on Covians real quick
before
we talk about the conference?
Covians is an automation intelligence workflow engine that helps credit unions, community banks, automate the lending, specifically on home equity lending, as volume continues to grow.
Yeah.
So without having to scale the staff or descale the staff as volume goes up and down, our automation engine helps credit unions process their home equity loans.
Right on. Right on. How's the market doing? Because the housing market is such a roller coaster right now. So you guys, obviously, you're keeping tabs on that. And
we are. We predicted this growth in demand for home equity lending to go up. So if you think about it, as rates go down, what does everybody do? They refinance or buy homes.
Right.
When rates start to go up, well, I'm not going to touch my 2% fixed 30-year term mortgage.
Got that right.
And we're not going to see near 0% interest rates for a very long time, if ever again. So we're seeing a lot of borrowers really rely on home equity loans to pay off their credit card debt that's now at 22%, double the payments.
Right.
Some of these credit card payments are almost like a house payment. We've got unprecedented amount of unsecured debt of, that Americans have acquired in the past few years. And so that's coming to be due for consolidation. So we're seeing home equity growth just continue to scale. And
good. So, well, take advantage of that. The housing value, you know, that so many parts of the country went up.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's not going to come down anytime soon.
No.
I mean, it did dip a little bit with the volume of acquisitions or purchase money coming down. You'll see that demand come down.
Yeah.
But not dramatically enough for borrowers to be unmotivated to get access to their lendable equity. I mean, we went from $19 trillion of lendable equity to now $18 trillion. A big opportunity for credit unions. Yeah, it's a massive. And it's interesting because as we were talking today at the conference, there's a massive opportunity for credit unions to maximize that potential. Way to draw new members into their institutions.
For sure, for sure. Yeah, take advantage of that for sure. And speaking of the conference, any highlights for you so far?
So this is my first NAFCU conference, and
well done,
I am loving it.
Yeah, it's good.
I've gotten to know Dan Berger, the CEO of NAFCU, in the last couple of years. He's such a great guy, good team, humble process, and I love how intimate this conference is too. So as you mentioned, engage, everybody's engaged, people are networking, people are talking. I thought Dan's speech today was powerful and inspiring. The fact that, you know, we're seeing about 15,000, he mentioned, if math is wrong, I apologize, but 15,000 banks close their branches in communities that need community lenders to come in, and that's where credit unions are coming in to fill the gap. Fascinating results. And then Pete from Allied, CEO of Allied Solutions, speech was great.
Yeah, I had him in here right after his thing.
I
oh my gosh,
that.
Living on the edge, that
my
man.
My gosh.
What a good guy.
Yeah, so one of the things that I took away from his was 4% of credit union members, only 4% are Gen Z.
I know.
Only 5% are millennials. And the average credit union member age is 48. We can do better.
Yes, we need a member succession plan.
Absolutely.
Yesterday.
They're telling us what they want.
Yeah.
You saw Apple, 4 days into launching Apple Savings, $1 billion deposited in there. What credit union in the recent history has ever done that? We can.
It's possible, yes.
We can. We just need to laser focus
exactly.
on the objective.
Exactly. And speaking of which, Samantha Paxton's right over there, sir.
All right.
Yeah,
so. Samantha Paxton is on my board of directors.
I
that's
know,
all she
that's
talks
why I pointed
about.
Her out.
Activate. Right? Activate
is.
On a strategy. That's the Samantha Paxton. Hashtag activate.
That's right. That's right. So share with me what are some of your take? What do you want to gain from this conference? Obviously, the networking and some new business possibilities, obviously. But what else are you looking for?
Well, we're QSO. And one way to show our commitment back to the credit union movement is to support them and show up at the events that they are showing up at. We want to hear ideas from our credit union customers and non-customers and prospects, because that's what helps motivate where we take our company. We're in business to make sure credit unions continue to exist mm-hmm. and be more relevant than ever before for their members.
Thank you for
so,
that.
For them to invite us in, we're humble for it. And my biggest takeaway is genuinely just learning what are their biggest concerns today. Mm-hmm. I take that back to headquarters, and our team collaborates to help build products and solutions to put in front of our credit union customers.
Excellent. Well done. And the last thing I'm going to talk to you about, if you want to mention real quick, is the white paper that you guys just came out based on the Covance ROI study. So
yes,
give us a quick...
Man, that was a fun project. So we worked with an independent third-party MarketWise LLC to come in and talk to our customers, right? Survey all our customers. Mm-hmm. And we learned, our customers told us what the return on investment that we are providing to them. And that's way better than us saying, hey, we give you efficiency, we give you speed, right? Well, no, now we've got results. We have numbers. So at a high level, go make sure you retrieve the white paper. But at a high level, just increasing efficiency, back office operational efficiency for credit unions on the home equity lending front mm-hmm. by 38%, allowing them to then produce
what?
36% more loans
wow.
and in return of 5.21 on every dollar they spend with
yeah.
us,
yeah.
we return $5.21
wow.
on that investment. So about $474 per home equity loan that the credit union originates leveraging Covance's automation tool, we give that $470 back in their pocket.
Right
on.
Right
on. So it's tremendous numbers, and I think I did a webinar on it not too long ago, and we had a credit union reach out within an hour of the webinar ending saying how fascinated they were by the ROI that we have been providing our customers, and they wanted to be a prospect in the pipeline. So we're grateful for that. And if it wasn't for credit unions and community banks and
yeah.
this community of people that like to engage, right, and talk and network, none of us would be here. So
yeah.
we're grateful to be a part of it.
Exactly right. Well, keep up the good work, sir.
Thank
you guys, Covance is one of the great stories in the industry of how you guys started and where you are now. It's a wonderful story. So keep up the good work, and you guys are doing some tremendous things for Creighton's out there. So
thank you, Mike,
yeah.
and thank you to Team NAFQ and Dan for having us out here. It's been a great week, and I'm excited to finish this off.
You got it. All right, sir.
Thank you.
Well done, sir.
A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible.